Rumors swirl as Cuba announces leadership changes. Flooding leads to gospel opportunities in Mozambique. And what do pearls and human trafficking victims have in common? Well, you'll find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Have you heard the rumor that Cuba is being taken off the U.S. list of countries that support terrorism? Well, don't get your hopes up. The government was quick to deny it. But something is changing. Shortly after that, Cuban President Raul Castro announced the end of the Castro era by 2018. C.H. Dyer says the church planters supported by Bright Hope International don't have time to get bogged down in the what-ifs.
Believers down there aren't really paying much attention to this and just saying, we believe in God, we're going forward, we're faithful, we are going to live out our faith regardless who's in power or what they do or don't do to us.
Cuban church leaders are laying the groundwork for the time when rumor becomes fact.
When we talk about our holistic ministry as far as hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity, we can't bring that. So we have just said we'll help the church grow, bring people to Christ, and when the opportunity arises, we'll be able to help those believers with their physical and economic needs.
Meanwhile, remember Mozambique's severe flooding back in January? It left over 150,000 people homeless, and the floodwaters are just now starting to recede. Thankfully, Audio Scripture Ministry's studios stayed safe and dry. They're now being used to help meet physical and spiritual needs. Along with food packages, ASM is giving audio Bibles to flood survivors in Shishai. Pray that the scriptures would nourish and encourage desperate souls during this time. You're listening to Mission Network News. Open Doors received the prestigious Milestone Award at the 70th National Religious Broadcasters Convention last night. It's given every year to ministries with more than 50 years of outreach. Open Doors is celebrating 58 years of serving persecuted believers. Although the world has changed, their commitment has never wavered. In a recent interview, Brother Andrew, Open Doors founder, summed it up this way.
The most important motive is God sends you. He said, go and live among them as a Christian, even if it is costly to yourself, because without the message of Jesus, they will be lost. And we have not made a very big effort yet there, because very small minority of missionaries up till now work in the Muslim countries.
Brother Andrew says everything they do is a call to action, and it starts with you.
There are only people for whom Jesus died. So the change should first come with us. Then we look at them with different eyes.
Congratulations, Open Doors. Meanwhile, the best way to share Jesus with women in India is through other women. MNN's Katie Harth shares more.
Gospel for Asia-supported women missionaries are sharing the heart and the hope of Christ in India. Sister Ardi told me about a woman whose husband left her for alcohol.
All of a sudden, the whole responsibility came on her head. She has to take care of children. She has to earn some money to provide them food.
It's common for women in her situation to sell their bodies.
Some of the men in that slum area, they were forcing her for the sexual desires. They were telling, like, if you can have, then we'll offer you some money.
Learn the rest of her story and how you can sponsor a woman missionary at our website. Pray more women would be empowered to share Christ's love with the desperate. Tomorrow we'll hear about women who've lost everything and how you can help. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And creating a pearl takes great time and patience. So does the personal transformation of hurt and oppressed women. But Operation Mobilization is committed to it in Costa Rica. They're bringing the love of Jesus to women who've been trafficked and abused. They also teach the women a craft so they can be self-sustainable. You can find out more about how they connect pearls with this transformation at our website and pray that as women learn about Jesus, they would accept him as their personal Savior and Lord. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on our lives. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.